Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. This week's blog, me, a supermodel lookalike? Okay. Do you know who Pat Cleveland is? I didn't. If I'd been playing another round of Game Night Trivial Pursuit, I would have lost my turn. I'm sure you hardcore fashionistas are aghast at my appalling lack of knowledge and are unliking me on Facebook as you read this. To be honest, I may never have known who she is if I had not been power shopping in H&M. I enjoy shopping, browsing through clothing store racks, seeing what's new, what's hot, what I have to have. Whipping through H&M, I found a basic but cute long-sleeve button-down black shirt on sale. I grabbed it in different sizes and headed for the dressing room. For women, clothing sizes are meaningless. They vary between stores, designers, styles, seasons. Assuming you've been able to maintain, a size 6 this year may not be the same as last year's. Buying without trying is done at your own peril. As I'm standing in line for the fitting room, an H&M employee said to me, "Has anyone ever told you you look like Pat Cleveland?" I smiled and said, "No, who's Pat Cleveland?" He blinked and said, "She's a black supermodel from the 70s. "Is this a new H&M sales strategy? Offhandedly dish out an amazing compliment and watch as the dollars just fall out of my wallet? Damn good plan. Who's not susceptible to unexpected flattery that somehow manages not to sound blatantly obsequious? I assure you, all my ego heard was supermodel. And now, not only was I willing to buy the shirt without trying it on, but I also wanted to get some pants, dresses, shoes. Oh hell, just back the truck up. Didn't you hear the man? I'm a supermodel." The slightly more rational part of myself reminded me that, yes, we still needed to try the shirt on, and no, we weren't going to let one compliment, albeit the best one ever, push us into a shopaholic orgy. Right? Right? Could it be that this man was just hitting on me? No. He was gay. My ego would like to think that I have what it takes to make a man change teams mid-season, but he was easily in his late 40s, early 50s. He's riding that horse to the finish line. His sexual orientation in no way diminished the effect of the compliment. As I strutted catwalk style into the now available dressing room, I fired up my BlackBerry and consulted Google. I had to know who Pat Cleveland was. Thank goodness for 3G. This woman, in her heyday, was so jaw-droppingly gorgeous that in person she must have looked nothing less than a goddess. She put the F in effin' fierce. Oh, I was definitely buying the shirt now. Today, our barometer of beauty is Halle Berry, but if you put her next to Pat Cleveland in her prime, you wouldn't see Halle. And if you did, you'd ask her to please get out of the way so you can have an unobstructed view of Pat. Don't get me wrong, they are both breathtaking women, but Pat would have you reaching for an asthma inhaler. Mind you, this was not my first "you look like a famous pretty lady" comment. Over the years, I've been told I favor Vanessa Williams, Stacey Dash, Tia and Tamawa Mowry, Raven Simone, and more often than not, Jada Pinkett Smith. They're all very attractive women, so I can't say I mind. Let's face it. Nobody wants to be told they look like Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son, even if they do. I was thrilled to be compared to such stunning a woman as Pat Cleveland, but I was also ashamed of not already knowing who she is. She began modeling in 1967 at the age of 15. Known for her wicked walk and luscious hair, she owned the catwalk. Not afraid to live out loud, she partied at Studio 54 when Studio 54 was Studio 54. In an interview with publisher Philip Utz, he wrote, "Karl Lagerfeld remembers her undulating on tables in short skirts and no underwear." Oh, snap. That's very loud. I've had my flash dance moments, but panties were always part of the package. Even now, as a mature woman, Pat Cleveland's pictures radiate glamour, vivacious beauty, and quintessential charm. In reality, body type, height, and skin tone are where the similarities end between me and Pat Cleveland. But I'll take it, and the shirt too, because this supermodel loves a good end-of-season sale. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, written by yours truly, Leanne Lord, with music by Groove Lily. To read and hear more, go to theurbanirma.com. Feel free to friend The Urban Irma on Facebook and follow on Twitter. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.